Bailey turned his head sharply, and Grewer, who had lifted his glass a second time as though about to drink, put it down again to stare at Daniil. "Is that not so?" asked Daniil.
"Quite so," said Grewer. "A robot would have stopped one person from harming another. First law."
"All right," said Bailey.
"Granted, but it must have been close. It was on the scene when the other robots arrived. Say it was in the next room. The murderer is advancing on Delmar, and Delmar cries out, 'You're going to kill me.' The robots of the household did not hear those words. At most, they heard a cry, so unsummoned, they did not come. But this particular robot heard the words, and First Law made it come unsummoned. It was too late. Probably it actually saw the murder committed."
"It must have seen the last stages of the murder," agreed Grewer. "That is what disordered it. Witnessing harm to a human without having prevented it is a violation of the First Law and, depending upon circumstances, more or less damage to the positronic brain is induced. In this case, it was a great deal of damage." Grewer stared at his fingertips as he turned the glass of liquid to and fro, to and fro. Bailey said, "Then the robot was a witness. Was it questioned?" "What use? He was disordered. It could only say, 'You're going to kill me.' I agree with your reconstruction that far. They were probably Delmar's last words burned into the robot's consciousness when everything else was destroyed. But I'm told Solaria specializes in robots. Was there no way in which the robot could be repaired? No way in which its circuits could be patched?"
"None," said Grewer sharply.
"And where is the robot now?"
"Scrapped,"
said Grewer. Bailey raised his eyebrows. "This is a rather peculiar case. No motive, no means, no witnesses, no evidence. Where there was some evidence to begin with, it was destroyed. You have only one suspect, and everyone seems convinced of her guilt. At least everyone is certain no one else can be guilty. That's your opinion too, obviously. The question then is, why was I sent for?"
Grewer frowned.
"You seem upset, Mr. Bailey." He turned abruptly to Daniil. "Mr. Oliva."
"Yes, Agent Grewer."
"Won't you please go through the dwelling and make sure all windows are closed and blanked out? Plainclothesman Bailey may be feeling the effects of open space."
The statement astonished Bailey. It was his impulse to deny Grewer's assumption and order Daniil to keep his place when, on the brink, he caught something of panic in Grewer's voice, something of glittering appeal in his eyes. He sat back and let Daniil leave the room.
This is the end of the CD. The program continues on the next CD.